Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1968, recorded on Thursday the 20th of July 2017, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. I'm Alison Aplin, and I'm joined by James McGarry.
Thank you, Alison. We'd like to welcome a new listener, Mrs. Lillian Pye of Norwich. And we note it's your birthday on Monday, so we all wish you a very happy birthday. We do hope you enjoy our Chatterbox news. Along with our news items, we have two features, one on a city landmark and the other taking a nostalgic look back at our local music scene in the 1960s. We also have letters to the Evening News and Information Desk. Our first news stories include hopes that a new housing scheme could free up city accommodation elsewhere, and a remarkable young girl continues her fundraising. But first, city plans for new homes are ready for kickoff.
Work to build the first of more than 300 new homes on a car park next to Norwich City Football Club Stadium is due to start next year. And the £48 million project will signal the end for a car park close to Carrow Road, on which some of the homes will be built over the next 2.5 years. The vision for the new Carrow Quarter was first mooted back in 2010, but Broadland Housing Association is inching towards the blueprint becoming reality. The club said alternative parking would be provided and stressed that the main car park would be unaffected.
Hundreds of disabled people in the region have successfully overturned decisions to strip them of their benefits on appeal. In a sign the government's key disability welfare reforms are broken, campaigners say. Figures obtained by this newspaper show around two-thirds of appeals against decisions to take personal independence payments, PIP, away from claimants are successful in the region. PIP was introduced by the government in 2013 to slash the welfare bill. But last year, 442 people in the NR postcode appealed decisions to reduce or take PIP away, and 60% were successful at tribunals. A DWP spokesman said PIP decisions were made after considering all the information provided by the claimant and their GP or medical specialist. Since PIP was introduced, there have been more than 2.4 million decisions. Of these, 8% have been appealed and 3% have been overturned, they said. Where a decision has been overturned, it has often been because the claimant provided further evidence.
Norfolk Police has defended its response to an incident at a street soup kitchen in Norwich following criticism from event organisers. The People's Picnic said multiple officers descended on its food stall on Haymarket following a minor scuffle. It claimed that police then went on to threaten others with dispersal orders as they were waiting to be fed. The organisation, which provides free hot meals to vulnerable people in the city centre, accused officers of attempting to socially cleanse the area of undesirables. It comes as Norfolk Police announced it would be increasing patrols in the city centre as part of a crackdown on aggressive beggars following concerns from the public. The People's Picnic said around three PCSOs were already monitoring the area when it arrived to set up its hot food service. The police said multiple officers were deployed as public order incidents can escalate quickly, adding that the area is currently subject to a police action plan.
People have been urged to back a crowdfunding campaign to create a legacy for a young Norwich woman who is fighting to live life to the full. Stacey Pridden, 26, who splits her time between Norwich and her hometown of Swindon, has been given limited time to enjoy the rest of her life. Born with three holes in her heart, she was diagnosed with pulmonary hypertension in 2002 and had a heart and lung transplant at Papworth Hospital in Cambridgeshire in 2015. But her body rejected the lungs and her condition is terminable. However, Miss Pridden, who has shared her experiences at her Life is Worth the Fight blog, and her partner Mark Watson, have been determined to enjoy their time together. They started crowdfunding to raise money for a specialist outdoor wheelchair for Miss Britain so that she could enjoy the countryside and music festivals. They hit £6,000, but have decided to keep fundraising in the hope that they can buy other off-road wheelchairs for others who need them, which will be Stacey's legacy.
Bright students from state schools in Norfolk and North Suffolk are being taught to compete with their more privileged peers in getting a place at a top university. Norwich School hosted 150 sixth formers from 15 schools, with students travelling daily from as far away as King's Lynn, Great Yarmouth and Thetford. The Norfolk University Access Summer School, now in its 16th year, is designed to give talented Year 12 students guidance about applying to top universities, many of which are more inclined to take students from non-state schools. Funded by Norfolk County Council, Norwich School and two Norwich School Old Norvicensians, the week-long event was focused on intensive subject-based tutorials designed to take the students beyond the constraints of their AS levels, and they were taught by Norwich School staff and helped by undergraduates and graduates from top UK universities.
Champagne and smiles greeted the first day's trading for Angling Direct, the newest member of the London Stock Exchange. The admission to the Alternative Investment Market, AIM, saw the firm raise £9 million, with the share price rising from its initial 64 pence to end the day at 67 pence. The business, which has its headquarters in Rackheath, Norwich, runs 15 stores across the UK, including the original site in Wroxham, which was opened by accountants Martin Page and William Hill in 1986. It also sells goods online, and it is planned that the £7.4 million raised from the placing will be invested in opening new sites and boosting the e-commerce business. Executive Chairman Mr. Page said he was pleased to see the stock get off to a good start.
A Norfolk artist's latest Graffilthy creation paid tribute to six-year-old Bradley Lowry, who recently died from terminal cancer. The brave youngster suffered with a rare condition called neuroblastoma and spent the final years of his life raising over £1 million for the Bradley Lowry Foundation to help other families. Rick Minns, known as Ruddy Muddy, paid tribute to the brave Sunderland FC mascot with a picture of him and England striker Jermaine Defoe, who he struck up a close bond with during Bradley's fight campaign. Mr. Minns said, "I had a backlog of images to try to get on the van, but after talking to a friend, I knew I had to put everything else to one side and do this image. Bradley's smile is something that should be remembered. We all need to focus on what's really important in life, and Bradley helped people see that." Ruddy Muddy's other creations have included Ed Sheeran, BBC Norfolk presenter Nick Conrad, and missing serviceman Corey McKeague.
A £45 million revamp to turn two huge tower blocks in the heart of Norwich into student flats has been given the go-ahead, with councillors hoping that could free up housing in other parts of the city. St Stephen's Towers, formerly offices for Aviva, will become homes for more than 700 students after members of the Norwich City Council Planning Committee granted permission to developers Crown Student Living. City Hall officers had previously warned developers they were on the brink of recommending that the revamp of the buildings above and behind shops in St Stephen Street should be turned down. Officers said the plan did not meet the ambitions in the authority's blueprint for the development of the area, particularly for a fully accessible route to the bus station. The developers said that was not economically viable, although a separate application could yet see a route created through the back door of the empty BHS store. But the developers did make a number of amendments to the overall project, including reducing the height of the towers and cutting the number of beds from 742 to 702, and officers recommended approval.
More than 250 people of all ages took part in the 8th annual Heatherset Fun Run. The youngest contestant was aged 2 and the oldest 76, and everyone once again finished the course, which took in a 2-mile square along closed roads that included Queen's Road, Great Melton Road, Mill Road, New Road and Old Norwich Road, starting and finishing outside Heatherset Junior School. First home was Alistair Shearer in a time of 10 minutes 57 seconds. The event is organised through the auspices of Heatherset and the Melton Sports Association, and which is part of the village's Olympic legacy going back to 2010. A number of runners wore fancy dress, and winner of the best costume was Jessica Pullinger, dressed as a monkey.
The former homes of the Owl Sanctuary pub and neighbouring Waring's Furniture Store in Norwich will be developed next year. Richard Pratt, who owns both buildings on Cattle Market Street, said personal problems had led to delays with plans for both sites. Back in December 2016, he said he hoped to have the former Owl Sanctuary Rock Bar reopened as a new pub and restaurant in 2017. Meanwhile, Crystal House, which used to be home of Waring's Furniture, is due to be transformed into 8 new apartments. The Owl Sanctuary closed in January 2016 after the building was sold to Mr. Pratt. It sparked a widespread social media campaign to protect the venue by getting it listed as an asset of community value. The Rock Bar relocated to Timber Hill the following month, while the Cattle Market Street building has remained vacant ever since.